come along and join us as we visit with Terry Baez, who's going to talk to us about Christmas time in Morro Bay.
Yes, the very first Morro Bay Winter Fest is 12 Days of Christmas, starts December 1st and goes through December 12th with all sorts of amazing seaside activities and classic California stuff.
Well, I hear you're going to have to import some snow.
We are bringing the snow. You know, because we are a fishing village, we have an ice machine there. So it was pretty easy to ask the ice guys if they could fill a park with snow. And the Morro Bay kids have never seen snow, so they're just going to be tickled pink. We have a little area for the little ones. It's flat. And then I have some sloped areas for the kids that want to go fast down a hill on snow.
12 days of Christmas, and you have 12 different events.
Yes. The very first day is a lighted boat cruise. That's where our waterfront restaurants are sponsoring several of the big boats by putting on lights on them. And so it'll be just from 6 to 9 o'clock, the boat's just cruising up and down the harbor, just a very informal sit by the seaside restaurant and enjoy it.
How many boats?
We have 10 boats for that one, but they're the bigger ones and they're the ones that are really putting some effort. I've got a Coast Guard cutter, a Harbor Patrol boat, a couple big nice boats. The Chablis boat will be on it and the Papagayo.
So that's a luxury yacht.
Yeah, so you can actually have dinner and be part of the parade on those two boats if you want to.
I think it's a real win-win for all the waterfront restaurants.
Seriously.
You're going to want to make your reservations ahead of time
I would definitely make a reservation for that because it's going to fill up. It's always filled up for the lighted boat parade, and so that's why we wanted to extend it to a second night.
I heard about another boat parade, and that's for paddle boats and
non-motorized,
a whole separate event.
Yeah, because there's so many people that kayak, and they do the SUPs and the canoes and the dragon boats, and so we're going to have a parade on Sunday, December 3rd, that's just for non-motorized boats.
And that's at a different locale. That's a little bit downstream.
That's at Tidelands Park. We're trying very much to make sure that the whole city is involved with everything. So that's at Tidelands Park. And then on the shore, we'll be doing crafts where the kids can make their own paper boats. And we have a little trough that we're so they can, after they build them, they can see if they float. If you don't have a SUP or a kayak, you can rent one. Get your family dressed up. It doesn't have to be lights. It's mostly a costume parade. And they'll go the whole length all the way down to Coleman Park. So, again, a Sunday afternoon brunch if you don't want to be out at the park. Get your reservations for brunch at any of the waterside restaurants, and it should be pretty cool. We have, like, a pack of their angels on SUPs. They're all these women dressed as angels, and it's pretty. They do it for Halloween. They're witches.
I was gonna say probably the same witches come out.
The same witches,
and they turn into angels.
Yeah. We all do around Christmas time. Our lighter sides come out. And then the other thing we've added is starting on December 1st, I got a permanent Santa house for the Morro Bay residents. So Santa will be over by the chessboard every night from 6 to 8 o'clock. He'll be having goodies for the kids every night, sponsored a different night by different businesses. Rotary is building the Santa house, so we thank them so much for that. And so you can come get your picture taken with Santa anytime. And then the old lighted boat parade, which has been, I think, 30 years, will be on Saturday, December 2nd. And that for this year, for the first time, we have cash prizes.
And the prizes are?
$1,000 total. So it's $500 for first place, $350 for second, $150 for third place. So there's really a reason to dress up your boat and be part of the parade this year because it's cash. And then we've got a bunch of goodie bags. We've got a bunch of stuff for the captains and the skippers to get extra goodies.
Now, I heard rumors of a pirate battle.
There is a pirate battle. So we have two tall ships coming in, the Lady Washington and the Hawaiian Chieftain.
And when do they arrive?
One arrives Thanksgiving Day, and the other arrives December 4th. But on the weekend of December 9th and 10th, you can buy, everything else is free, except for this one thing. And it's, I think they're $42 to $70 is the ticket. And you go out on them and they simulate a battle. And they
with cannons.
They actually shoot off cannons. So they take 75 people on each cruise, and there's two of them. They go out at 2 o'clock on Saturday the 9th and 2 o'clock on Sunday the 10th.
What fun. That's got to be a sellout.
I know. I'm like, can I have tickets? Or like, well, we'll see how it goes. I might have to buy one.
Well, you'd be a great pirate.
I know. The original redheaded pirate.
Yeah,
but
just eat one patch over your eye, bandana, you're good to go.
The wench pirate taking over the waters. Then the other things that we're doing is the retail businesses that are participating will be doing some kind of incentive, so much off, or buy this and get one free. Everybody's doing something different, but we all have it on the website so you can see what it is. The other new thing is called a Santa Crawl. And so a Santa Crawl is basically where everybody who participates has to dress like Santa. Dressing like Santa can mean you have on a red sweatshirt and you have a red hat, but I want everybody dressed like Santa.
That could short out some kids, you know.
I know. Well, that's why we don't want them too much like Santa. But you know, there's elves, there's ugly Christmas sweaters, there's things you can do. But basically, it's an adult scavenger hunt. And so you have what I call the Yuletide passport, and you go to business that's participating, and each business will have a winery in there. So you can take a sip of wine, look around the business, and then go to the next one. Somebody who fills out the full passport gets entered in to win a grand prize of $1,000 staycation for here in Morro Bay,
wow,
which includes meals and things to do and the hotel. And so it's a pretty good prize. So you don't have to drink. If you do, it's $10 to take all the sips. If not, you just want to play it, you can just grab the passport online and just play along.
How does somebody find out the when and where?
Yeah, we are part of MorroBay.org, but we also have MorroBayWinterFest.com. MorroBayWinterFest.com.
One-stop shopping.
Yes, exactly. And it has a calendar of all 12 days. And so then for the second weekend on December 9th, we're doing a gingerbread house competition. And so people and businesses will make a gingerbread house and take it to the inn at Morro Bay. And then people can come and view all the different gingerbread houses and vote on which they think is their best.
And then you get to eat them in the end?
No, there'll be cookies and cider. There'll be plenty of sweets to this whole thing. I'm going to sugar up the town pretty deep by the time the 12th rolls around. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the inn at Morro Bay is doing a beautiful job at hot cider, and they're doing gingerbread cookies.
And what date is that again?
That's December 9th from 1 to 4 at the inn at Morro Bay. And then we have a choir coming in to sing Christmas carols. And then on December 10th is the snow. Mm-hmm. So the snow will be again at Tidelands Park. We're also having an elf on the shelf competition. And for people without small kids, they're like, what? So there's a new thing where this elf, it's a stuffed animal that comes and visits your house, and it keeps the kids in line for Christmas, which I think is kind of genius. At night, the elf gets into shenanigans and mischief. He does things like he takes all of the ornaments off the tree, or he dumps all the cereal out and makes a snow angel in it. So parents work very hard to do these different things every single night. So we're giving them an opportunity to use one of our elves to come and recreate like a Ninorama, one of the things that their elf did that was the most mischievous. And then people will vote on that. And that, I got prizes to the trampoline gym. I got a family yearly pass to the Slow Children's Museum. Got some really great prizes for that. And it's free. Everything's free. And so then the very last thing is on December 12th, which is a Tuesday night, at 6 o'clock, we're going to put Santa off of the North Tee Pier, which is down by the rock. Santa's going to step onto the Coast Guard gutter, and he's going to round the rock, and we're going to see him ascend to the North Pole.
Awesome. Terry Baez, thank you for sharing.
Well, thank you. I'm super excited about this. And, you know, the idea is for everybody to come to Morro Bay, spend a couple days. I've done this for years where I pick one town and I just buy all my Christmas presents in one town. It's a really good way to kind of infuse the economy, let everybody know that we're supporting these small businesses, and then you get to do all the fun activities.
Wonderful. One more time, one-stop shopping at
MorroBayWinterFest.com.
We've been speaking with Terry Baez. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from the waterfront in Morro Bay, California.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.